The US Report, thanks to petersofkensington.com.au. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else?
We've got the CEOs of the world's biggest tech companies testifying before Congress. Harley Carnes, what's all this about?
Well, this can be pretty big stuff, I think. I mean, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Tim Cook of Apple, and Sundar Pichai of Google, facing questions of political bias, of censorship, anti-competitive practices, of breaking the boundaries of people's privacy, things like that. It's estimated that Google, Amazon, and Facebook control more than 2/3 of all the ad revenue on the internet, and they are the conduits of roughly 97% of all news product online. Worst, the allegation is Google and Facebook and Twitter, in particular, deliberately suppress search results or even access to politically conservative publications, networks, blogs, and other activities. If they disagree with what you have to say, forget about freedom of speech. They might, and many times have, simply scrubbed you from their systems, claiming you're wrong or you're too controversial. You're wrong or too controversial if you run counter to the liberal perspective or the storyline. Mm. So that's the line of many of the questions. The president said today, if Congress won't step up and restore fairness and equality to the internet, he will, through executive orders, to whatever extent he can.
He's been busy, Donald Trump. He's announced plans to pull 12,000 troops out of Germany.
Yeah, and that'd be more than a third of what's there, roughly a third of what's there. And it's a pretty big deal to do that. He says since Germany refuses to spend enough on its own defense, the U.S. is going to stop doing the job for them, or they're going to reduce what they're doing. 6,400 troops will come home from Germany. 5,600 will be moved to other countries in Europe. It'll cost the U.S. billions of dollars to draw down, shut down facilities, and move the U.S. European Command headquarters out of Stuttgart and stand it up in Belgium. When the moves are completed, the U.S. will still have about 24,000 troops in Germany, so the U.S. is not abandoning the country. The president said if they start paying their bills, U.S. might rethink the decision to pull out the troops, but he's going to start pulling them out pretty quick.
This is what the president said.
We're protecting Germany, so we're reducing the force because they're not paying their bills. It's very simple. They're delinquent.
They're delinquent. Now, Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, is everything okay, Harley?
I don't know. I'm joining you here at the world's biggest gossip fence, and I don't really know if they're okay. I know that Kim Kardashian came back from a trip to visit Kanye West there in Wyoming. They had impassioned conversations. When she came back, she talked about, you know, being able to be there for him, having understanding, saying that, you know, sometimes he says things that he might not normally say, and that sort of thing. This is right after he apologized to her, because he aired some of their own laundry out in public when he talked about the potential or his pressure on her to try to have an abortion, that sort of thing. He said, I did not cover her like she's covered me. To Kim, he said, I want to say I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you for always being there for me. And that's when the next day she went to see him. Evidently a very emotional meeting, but you get the idea that, you know, yeah, I guess they're okay. I mean, they're talking, and she cares for him, makes it clear that she does, and he was begging for her forgiveness. So
yeah, they had a long emotive chat in a parked car, and those conversations never end well, from my experience, Harley. But we better say goodbye, and we'll catch up tomorrow.
All right, take care.
Bye. Harley Carnes joining us from the United States of America.